This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and we are crossing to Malaysia to have a chat to Deanne. Trisha, how are you going, Deanne?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for calling me all the way from Australia.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I think we've been following you for a little while now, so we're really appreciative that you've got some time to have a chat to us.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to ask you firstly, what beautiful part of Malaysia did you grow up in?
I actually grew up in Kuala Lumpur, but it's a small town, not located inside Kuala Lumpur. It's just, you know, a little bit outskirts, called Bangi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very good. What a great place to grow up. KL is so beautiful. I think I've gone there almost every year for the last 10 years now.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, once you get a chance to eat Malaysian food, there's just nowhere else to go in the world, is there?
Yes, exactly. The food here is amazing.
Do you have a favorite dish?
I actually don't, but I guess my mom cooks really nice dishes. So every time I want to eat something like very close to heart, I'll go to my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anyone that's perhaps a student in Australia from Malaysia just sits around, like in conversation it always comes up, I wish I was at home with my mum's cooking.
Yeah. Food is a really, really important aspect here, I would say, for the Malaysian.
I think so. I noticed also late last year that you had a trip to Melbourne.
Yeah, I did. I actually had like a week trip over there. It was a really lovely city. I love it. And we actually did a road trip. Me and my friends did a road trip on the Great Ocean Road, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You got to see the sun rising over the Apostles, I believe.
Yeah, I did. And we encountered double rainbow, which is amazing.
Wow. It's such a beautiful place. Actually, I only went there for the first time about 2 or 3 years ago, and I live so close, it's really bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it, that you can have some like amazing landmarks near your, well, like where you live, but you never get to see them. I don't know about you, every time I'm overseas, I think when I get home, I'm going to have to do some of those local tourist things, but it takes so long to get there.
Yeah, it's like never happens, but when you travel, it's like so easy for the tourists to like experience those things, you know?
Actually, I was in KL only about a month and a half ago, and every time I've gone to Malaysia, I've always missed the Batu Caves, but this time I finally got a chance to see it. Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, the Batu Caves! Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I've never been there.
Oh, no. See, this is what I'm saying.
This is what you're talking about, right?
On further snooping around your Facebook page, I also noticed that you recently spent a little bit of time in JB. So can you tell us what you were working on there?
JB is a state located on the southern of Malaysia. It's called Johor Bahru. So I was there filming my first film. I landed a lead role for my first movie, which is amazing.
Wow.
So I was there for a month, and we were filming a movie called Busker.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a music based film, so it's like a really good kind of brilliant experience for me as a singer to, you know, act in a movie.
Is that something you feel like you'd like to do a little bit more of in the future?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the experience of working with the whole team, because I've been in a production set before, but it was for television. It's not for a movie, and so the experience is really different in terms of like the movie is like the set is more professional, it's more well thought of, and the planning are more meticulous, I would say. I was really glad to be a part of such a wonderful team, and people there work really well together, and especially the director, who made me feel like I was a good actor.
Well, he obviously sees potential, and he sees something in you that maybe you're not believing in yourself, so give yourself some credit.
Yes, thank you so much. I guess if I were to, you know, get any more movie offers, I would do it totally.
Yeah. When's the release date of the movie?
They predicted around this year, maybe October or November. But if it's next year, then it's probably going to be around January.
Actually, I saw your post. I think you said you were wrapping up, and it was the 1st of January. And I think I got to JB for the first time on the 5th of January.
Really?
Yeah. So we were almost able to cross paths, but not quite.
Oh yeah.
No, it's a good place. There's lots of good places in Malaysia. I had a bit of a road trip, so I kind of wrapped up there before going over the causeway to Singapore. So it was a great month.
Yeah. So you were in JB. I mean, you know, I thought you didn't know that, you know, JB was... Because it's not Kuala Lumpur, it's JB, because people from outside, would you travel to Kuala Lumpur instead?
A few years back when I was traveling from country to country, and I was in KL only for a few days, and a man like sort of stopped me in the bathroom, which was really weird, and said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "From Melbourne." And he said, "Well, where are you traveling in Malaysia?" I said, "Just KL." And then he kind of went on this long rant about the fact that, you know, KL's not necessarily the true Malaysia, and there's so many different amazing places to see.
And I kind of
just had to let him speak for about 10 or 15 minutes in the bathroom, and I said, "I promise I will try some new places." So after 3 years after that, we finally decided to take a road trip and went to Penang and Langkawi and Ipoh and so many amazing places.
I'm so glad you went to Ipoh.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. We have a few places in Ipoh, like Melaka, and then there's Kuantan and Pahang. You know, those places are really lovely. I mean, when you're there, you kind of feel welcomed, and you know, to the community there is like very coherent, I guess I would say.
Yes, and I think everyone has to go to Capital Satay in Melaka before they die.
Yeah, they should.
It's an amazing place. All right, now let's get on to the music. We could talk about food all day, right?
Yeah.
But I want to know where you started in the music biz. I believe you started quite young on YouTube as a cover artist, is that right?
I started doing YouTube covers when I was 16. I'm 23 this year. I was covering a whole lot of music, from like pop to ballad to, you know, any kind of music that caught my interest. But I believe my first cover was Demi Lovato's Did You Forget?
Oh, wow. What a great person to cover.
Yeah. Because I think my first cover, I didn't even show my face because I was so embarrassed and I was not confident on myself. So I just let, you know, the camera face my guitar and just half of my face downwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Malaysia was kind of really instrumental in getting Demi Lovato, like, noticed in Southeast Asia and even Australia, because they were playing Skyscraper on Hits FM years before anyone played her in Australia. And I kept talking to the music programmer at the radio station I was working at the time, saying, "We have to play this woman, she's amazing," and they're a bit slow off the mark.
Really? So yes. Malaysia played it first before Australia?
I think so, definitely. She was popular only a few years after I first heard it on Malaysian radio, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Go Malaysia. Like,
yeah, go Malaysia. Demi was the reason why I decided to go into singing, because I wanted to be just like her. But when she was in Camp Rock, she inspired me to, you know, kind of take this route to become the singer and stuff like that.
Have you had a chance to meet yet?
Yeah, actually I did.
Wow, what was that like?
It was amazing. I think she was here for the first time about 2 or 3 years ago, and then I went for her press conference, and I was the girl who was overexcited. Then the host who was interviewing her at that time called me out because I was super excited, and I got to hug her.
Fantastic.
Pretty cool.
Now, we've been playing Stargazing for a little while. How did that track come about?
Stargazing is my first English debut, which I'm really proud of. I wrote it, I think, a year or two ago. My followers and my supporters keep asking me to actually record a studio version of it before I actually did go into the studio and got it recorded. This is a song that I've played in my gigs and people have listened to without actually having listened to the song yet. Kind of relate back closely to me and my followers who've been, you know, following my YouTube covers and things like that. It's really nice.
Yeah, I did notice that, because you performed, so like, there's quite a few videos on YouTube of you performing that song at different locations, even as early as, I think, 2015, is that right?
Yeah. So all the songs, I mean, Stargazing, I performed in all the places. Actually, I don't even have it recorded yet. So people actually follow me to shows, just listen to that song before I even get it recorded.
Wow. Cult following.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So when I finally got recorded with one of my favorite composers in Malaysia, his name is Eiji Koko, and he put like just magic into that song, and people loved it, and he even got it mastered in Sterling Studio in the UK with Tom Coyne, which is amazing too.
Yeah, it's very well done, it's very well produced, and you can tell that a lot of work's gone into it, so points to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You made the fire sparks and flowers bloom. Is that a girl who was lost in a dark room? Oh my. Ooh, oh.
I'm always always interested to ask our Malaysian, Malaysian musicians how they find the balance and the need for tracks in English and Bahasa, because obviously, you know, there's a very big English-speaking community in the region, but also in Malaysia itself. Is it easy to keep everyone happy? Do you feel like you need to release every song in both languages?
I think that's the challenge of being a singer who's kind of going the both ways. Because we have a lot of singers in Malaysia who keep it Malay all the way. And then we have, like me, who, you know, wanted to kind of explore other states and other countries within Malaysia, like Philippines or Indonesia, who is more into English songs and things like that. So we have to constantly write songs in both languages, which can be quite a challenge because, you know, it's a different process for both of it. You cannot just make a song in English and then just directly translate it into Malay because it's not going to be the same.
Sure. <Yeah. laughs> And the market wants a little bit of a different thing, don't they? The Malay market tends to like more of the ballads. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, more of the ballads. And now the Malay market is more into the 80s, 90s rock again. So which the kind of music that I don't really listen to. So you know what I mean? Yeah. But there are also piano ballads, which are really nice. So maybe I can go into that instead.
Now, you've got a new track out. Can you tell us a little bit about Boy In My Dream?
Yeah, okay. So Boy In My Dream is my second English single that I have just released around 3 weeks ago. I wrote this song and it is inspired from, like, literally a boy in my dream. What dream? Appeared in my dream. I don't really remember his face, but from that dream, I kind of get this melody and kind of have the story of what was going on and the environment and the incident that happened inside that dream. So I just put everything into words.
Where did you film the MV for that one? It looks like a nice little setting.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's in a place called Desa City Park in Damansara in Kuala Lumpur.
Right. Cool. Yeah. I was trying to see if I recognized it, but I wasn't quite there.
Because it's a residence, it's a resident park, and I don't think it's open to...
Ah, right. So I need a security code to get in there.
Yeah, you really have to.
Perhaps you'd like to tell us a little bit about Beat Beauty and how that all came about.
Yeah, Beat Beauty is my first cosmetic line. I was into business because I'm studying business. I'm actually doing my bachelor in business admin, majoring marketing this year. Having my own business is sort of one thing that I've always wanted to do. So I started with the clothing line first about 2 years ago, and then I started Beat Beauty last year in September, I guess. And we came out with the first contour and highlight stick, which is the first in Malaysia. I don't think any local cosmetic company has done that.
All right.
So it's doing really well. Because I think makeup is like sort of like a trend and a craze between, you know, these young girls and everyone around the world. So I guess we just jump into that opportunity and start creating our own makeup line.
It's very interesting because a lot of other areas in Asia, like Japan or especially Korea, there is a lot of makeup lines that are directed not just women, but also men. That's not really the trend in Malaysia just yet, is it?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess I hope it will change soon, but now it's more open to women doing makeup and not just men. Yeah, but yeah. I'm really open to the idea. I guess in the future, you know, who knows?
Beat Beauty for him, maybe. Beat Beauty for boy.
Beat Beauty for boy.
Beat boy or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'll let you do that. You're the marketing genius. And I think you can teach us a thing or two about social media because you seem to have it down pat. You're doing a good job there too.
Thank you so much. I mean, I guess it's the team, you know.
All right. Well, I would love to know how our listeners can purchase Boy In My Dream or any of your other singles. And generally, support your music and follow you.
Oh yeah, I'm very active on social media. I'm usually updating all my career stuff, my music, my business on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Diane Trisha, DaianTrisha. And also you guys can purchase my songs Boy In My Dream and Stargazing and all my other songs, including the Malay ones, on Spotify, iTunes, and Deezer, Joox, and all the other streaming services.
Diane Trisha, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio to have a chat today, and we'll do our very best to keep promoting links to all of your social media avenues, and I hope everyone that's listening listening to us right now can get behind you and support you, because you've got some good stuff out there.
Thank you so much. I'll be continuing doing more songs, and I actually have a new song called Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So I'm really excited to release that maybe sometime this year, but I'll let you know about it. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries.